next up, we got Max Out 3 announcements. Let's get it. So listen, man. Listen, bro. It's yours truly. B&B plus Battle Reps. I'm not going to be on here long. I just noticed the Ultimate and Rap League is in its dying days. And now it's time for ARP, Shottas, and Lawrence. It's time for them to put the battle rap game in the chokehold. It's time. It's time for y'all to once again put the battle rap game in the chokehold. And I think they got one. I think they doing that with this one right here. Max Out 3. RBE Max Out 3. Man. Ill Will versus Hitman Holla. A Ward versus A Verb. There's been some speculation, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. But there's been some speculation that Ill Will is all. I mean, not Ill Will, sorry. Young Ill is also on the card, which. Yeah, I would love it if, like, Young Ill was on the card. But if he got Big K, well. It ain't gonna be good. But we'll just see. Like I said, Young Ill, the last time I heard anything from Young Ill was he battled John John. And from what I heard, they had a classic. So, hey, I never got to actually see the battle myself, but I heard it was a classic. Holla getting ready to step in front of a real hitman. I was wondering if it, you know, the funny thing about that comment, it received no hate yet. Because everybody, you know, because, I mean, it's a clear play on words. I mean, it's an obvious play on words, but it's the truth, though. When you think about this, going it like, Ill Will has only had one bad match this year. One. He took one L to Rosenberg Raw. One. Meanwhile, he took an L to Raw, came back and had classics with both Los and Hollow. Do you understand how hard that has to, that's got to, you know how hard it is to do that? Hollow is one of the best. And then you got King Los, who just has a very, very dope pen. But like I said, Ill Will don't give a damn who you are. Y'all still gotta remember, he's still one of the people that 30 Daylight. Don't forget that. And Daylight was kind of in his bag that night too. It was just Ill Will cleared all three rounds. Every round, Ill Will was just kept elevating. I love his Killer Instinct scheme to this day. He used Mortal Kombat Killer Instinct doesn't get a lot of bars. It's constantly Mortal Kombat flips. You love your Street Fighter flips. But since Killer Instinct is like, you gotta be a really old head to know about Killer Instinct. Because they only did one reboot, and that was for the Xbox One. But before the Xbox One, you couldn't play Killer Instinct on any kind of console unless it was the oldest console. Like, I played Killer Instinct when it was on Nintendo. Wait, no, don't forget the 64, just Nintendo. That way back. So, Hitman's, I mean, let's tell it the tape. Hitman's coming off a major loss because, well, major two losses. Like Hitman ain't really, Hitman's last official dub. There's a lot of people. A lot of people say he beat K-Shine. I actually was one of those people. I really feel like he came to rap with K-Shine. I feel like he knew performance wise both of them was gonna do their thing. So he realized he really had to step up his punch. He had to step up his punchline and really get in the ring with K-Shine for real. Tay-Rock, I feel like he asked Tay-Rock. I did like what he did with Tay-Rock, cause that was the one thing that everybody was constantly worried about. Was Hitman only gonna have one good round, and then his second round is just gonna be known for performance. But nah, he showed up. Then we get the Cassidy. Thing about Hitman is he can sell a fight. He can definitely sell a fight. But then when you get to the actual battle at hand, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm still pressed about that Super Mario bar he had against Cassidy. Like, it's like, come on. Did you really? I mean, like, you going up against Cassidy. You told us you was coming to kill this man. You was going to be the one to finally put him down. So Cassidy would stop trying to come into this battle rap shit. And here we are. And you did not do that at all. In fact, you lost. Like, he lost to Cassidy. You're the first person that people... People could say, you know, Disaster. You know, people could say Cassidy beat Disaster. You could say that if you want to. That's fine. I'm not mad at that. But that right there, Hitman, yeah, I clearly gave the bow to Cassidy over Hitman. Cassidy had a much more serviceable first round. Cassidy actually started practicing. He actually was like, let me get my bat. He actually incorporated their face off into his rounds. And, yo, it was fire. It was fire. I was like, damn, Cassidy finally got one. Finally got one. And after that, we ain't needed to see Cassidy since. Cassidy and Freeway, they kind of defend themselves because they tired of certain fans saying that they don't want to see that shit. They don't want to see a Cassidy and Freeway rematch. Anyway, man. And then Hitman goes to Easy, goes battles on a whole other platform. And yeah, he just did a whole lot of money flexing, and I, like I said, if you ain't gonna show us the game, that money flexing is, anybody into that shit? Just saying. So, now that we get into who will win, I'm gonna be respectful to Hitman, and I'm gonna say Ill Will 2-1. Hitman can get around. It's all about what round he'll get. Hitman is mainly known for the first. Like, it's really hard to take that first round from Hitman. But Hitman he's grown. He's learned how to make all three of his. That's one thing I didn't know. Like I said, I watched him Easy back multiple times. He had a lot of shit in his second and third too. It was just a lot of it. The overall point of his round was what I didn't like. Like the fact that he just constantly flossing. And then that Hurricane Dew, you know, sequence he has. Easy just had way more impactful lines. He had way, like, he came ready to battle Hitman. I just want to know, is Hitman coming ready for Ill Will? Because unlike anybody else Hitman's ever battled, Ill Will can honestly say he don't need to battle Hitman. He don't need to. This is just something the culture wants for sure. We would love to see this, but Ill Will don't need this battle. Like it was already established. Like, yeah, oh well, Hitman's on Wildin' Out. That's fine. I like Wildin' Out. Respectfully, it is what it is. I haven't watched it lately, but I like it. Still. Ill Will is one of those MCs that you know. He's one of those people that can honestly say he don't ask for battles. He take whoever is lined up for him to cook. That is all that is to it. The thing was, Verb was supposed to be the one that was supposed to take this. But I get it. Verb's like, I want to see what you do against my right-hand man. If you embarrass my right-hand man, then I got to get you. Then I got to come get you. It is what it is. If Will doesn't do good against Hitman, which there's not... I don't see that in it. Maybe in a different parallel universe, possibly, but not in this one. In this one, I don't see Ill Will flopping this at all. I don't see it at all. But just to play adversary advocate, if he did, I guarantee you Verb will be like, nah, I don't want to battle that nigga. And all the talk will die down. And then he'll just have to focus on trying to die down the talk between him and Swamp. Which, honestly, it's not going to happen. Because Swamp been on your top heavy. You got to battle at this point. But that's another that we don't talk about. That's another thing, though. But yeah, so the face-off is going to be interesting because, you know, Hitman, he gonna try, like, cause he's an entertainer. So he gonna try, in some way, he gonna try to sell the fight. But there's not a lot that you're gonna be able to get out of Ill Will. Like, you're not gonna be able to get Ill Will. You're not gonna be able to get Ill Will out of character like you've done everybody else. You're not. Ill Will is going to be, he gonna clown you if you try. He gonna be laughing his butt off. How he was in the press conference with Sirius Jones, that's literally who I think Ill Will is in. For the rest of the face-offs to come. That's who he is. Like, he's like, bro, I am not studying what y'all have to say about none of that. I don't care if y'all think y'all gonna 3-0 me. I don't care if y'all think y'all better than me. I don't care if you think you do this. Sirius Jones, yo, it was had me weak. He's like, how you know that you fuck bitches better than a nigga? Like, what? You really be hitting your bitch? I'm like, is this better than Ill Will? Ill Will was tripping. Ill Will was all that. Ill Will, that's funny. You know, he just goes to show you can't just say every little thing to Ill Will because he pay attention. He gonna get his... So the face-off's gonna be entertaining, but Hitman's not gonna get what he want. Now, of course, Hitman, he'll tell you that he don't want the violence, but at the same time, he wants people to tune in. So it's kind of like it works, you know, it has to work that way for him. While it will going to be so cool. He's going to be so calm and collected. When we get to the battle, that's when shit. Hitman, if he goes first, and sets the tone, it could be good for him if it's a very good round. Like, if it's a fire-ass round. But if it's serviceable, it's going to be a dark. It's going to be a dark night. Unless he can come back in a second. If he can come back in a second, you never know. Ill Will has to literally not give... He has to be so distant from this battle to flop this battle. He has to be distant from this battle. Like, he got to be like, I really, really don't care to really flop this battle. But I don't think he's going to flop this battle. He gonna fuck Hitman up. And then... Verb gonna realize, no, you didn't just do that to my mans. Alright, bet. You and me, I'll see you in the ring soon. I'm gonna deal with this A-War guy, and then I'm on your top next. That's literally what could... That's my prediction for that one. I got Ill Will 2-1. It's going to be one. It's definitely main event worthy. I mean, but then again, Hitman always ends up in the main event. You know, because mainly, and it's not, I won't even say this because it's star power fully. It plays its part. But mainly because, Hitman, you know, kind of like Charlie Clips, he ain't really on the active tip with this battle rap shit. Like, he does it when he wants to. Like, a battle a year, two battles a year, possibly, you know. Like, Hitman trying to be battle rap John Cena and shit. You know what? Now that I think about it, that's actually a better... It's actually a better metaphor than I realized. It's actually... No, my bad. Not metaphor. That's a better comparison than I realized. That's actually interesting. That nigga Duke. When you think about it, yeah, Hitman move like John Cena. There's nothing wrong with it. And like I said, you know. But yeah, Ill Will 2-1. If Hitman goes first and is powerful, I can see Ill Will getting... He's definitely going to get the second and third. I feel like if the first round is too powerful, the second and third might be lacking. So, but and I feel like, but at the same time, I feel like Hitman can even. I feel like he's been slowly working on evening that out. He did well with that in K-Shine and Tay-Rock. He didn't transition well with Cassie, and he didn't transition well. Well, no. He did okay with Easy. He did serviceable, but you can't do serviceable against somebody that's hungry to kill you. Like, it's so wild. It's like, yeah. I don't even want to make a comparison for that. I don't even want to make an analogy for that. Just literally, Easy was hungry. He got that. So the question now is, does Hitman, is he hungry enough? Like, does he really want to kill some shit? Like, does he want to take Ill Will out? Or is he going to play with Ill Will? Is he going to stun? Because that's another thing. Don't stun on Ill Will. That's like the worst thing you could do. Because I guarantee, right? Because Ill Will, the thing about it is, he can rebuttal too. And the thing about it is, he ain't got to force it. Like, I remember there was one time, and he don't necessarily have to rebuttal stuff you say in your rounds. He could rebuttal stuff that you say in face off. Like, sometimes I wonder if Ill Will actually write this shit that he has down. Or does he just be like, nah, he just know what he gonna say to people, and then the bars just come out of nowhere. Cause that could be something too. It don't seem forced, is what I'm saying. Like, he'll pick apart things that he's seen or things y'all talked about, and they'll discuss that in the raps. To this day, I still love his approach to A-Ward. I didn't even think he was gonna come at, like, oof. Like, he has some heavy, heavy material for A-Ward. And A-Ward, he was expecting it too. A-Ward was like, I'm prepared for the best Ill Will. I know who I'm stepping in front of, and I know I can't play. Respect. Yeah. A-Ward was doing, he even came with his Coke So White bar. It stormed the Capitol, bruh. I was like, yo, okay, A-Ward, I see you. Talk about how Ill Will be rapping like, yo, Saturday Night Live did. Yo, Quinta Brunson, the writer of, Abbott Academy? Yeah, that Coke So White thing they did on Saturday Night Live, that shit Ill Will shit. What? That is Ill Will shit. That's funny. What are you niggas watching? Or did Jay Farrell pass that idea to one of y'all? Because Jay Farrell's the only person I know that watches battle rap from the Saturday Night Live crew. He's the only one I know that's publicly told me. Publicly told the world that he's into battle rap. He did impressions of Geechee Gotti and stuff like that. So that's the only way. Shout out to Jay Farrell. He's coming up. He's got a new movie coming out. I think it's the Ronald Isley movie, which I'm very intrigued to see because I'm a big fan of the Isley brothers. Like, only my moms would be able to fully understand, fully be able to explain that to you. Shout out to moms. But yeah, they did that. Yeah, Saturday I totally stole that shit from Ill Will. I think that's why they should definitely pay. He should get at least some. Saturday Night should pay Ill Will some type of credit for that. For just for the sketch, just for that particular sketch. I'm pretty sure y'all could let loose a couple of thousand for the sketch. For, you know, just for that sketch. You know, I don't see no issue. Well, they can't. Well, no, not now, cause y'all gotta pay these writers. You know, once you make sure your writers are well paid and stuff, then yeah, definitely pay royalties to Ill Will for that shit. Yeah, cause that was kind of crazy, and he spoke on it against King Lowe's. He did. Because with Hollow, he kind of just kept everything Hollow-based. Like how Hollow was bigging up Cassidy. Yeah, he kept it more circled around. Yeah. What's the space for? Y'all just be out here having space wars? Yo, that's another thing that's going to be very intriguing. You know, only bill collectors really tapped into this particular thing, but it's ironic that Hitman's all wilding out. And nobody addresses that elephant often. Only bill collectors ever address that particular elephant. Like, he was like, why are you all wilding out? Are you actually funny? Like, because... honestly, I don't think Hitman's funny. I don't think he's funny. Conceited can be funny. You can definitely see comedic relief from Conceited. But Hitman... yeah, Hitman just looks like the... He got the dark-skinned pretty boy thing going for him in 1 minute. And then he got, like, this tall bodyguard type of vibe. Like, but nothing about Hitman says funny, hilarity, haha, you know? So I feel like Ill Will should definitely address that. Because be like, nigga, I want to be on Wildin' Out. But Ill Will too, nah. He would be better for the aesthetic in season one and all the episodes that, you know, the episodes that are on YouTube, but, you know, don't air, you know, like, lately. Because for one, Mikey Day and another dude on there, they did a lot of cussing between them guys. They was real, especially the Wild style where they was rapping to each other. These dudes, this one dude was going in, his jokes were like, he was willing to take it there. It was really something. I forgot what the dude's name was. Him and Cat Williams kept going back and forth. I remember Cat Williams one time said, you know where to meet me after the show, like, you know, let's square up or something. Yeah, that's what I took from that. But yeah, I feel like Ill Will would have been a better for season one, like the beginning of Wildin' Out. Now, nah, they wouldn't be able to get with the comedy. I don't think so. I don't think they'd be able to get with the comedy. It's not that I don't think they wouldn't be able to get with the comedy. They wouldn't be able to air it. They'd be like, wow! Cause it will say what he say, what the fuck he thinking about, what the fuck he feel. And honestly, as a fan and as a follower on Instagram, I'm all for it. Trust, I'm all for it. This is gonna be good. It will 2-1. I say he could take the second and third, and possibly the first if Hitman's first round is only serviceable. Then we got A-Verb and A-Word. Well, for one, this is a good matchup on the fact that A-Word is one of the greatest battle rappers that's never stepped foot on a Smack stage. He's one of the greatest battle rappers that's never stepped foot on a Smack stage. For some reason, they say he doesn't do well against, you know, like, people like Sharon, Big K, and stuff like that. Like, but for some reason, he go well against our... anyway, that's what they say. But as far as this goes, let's talk about the Tailor Tape. Excuse me. Verb, seeing Verb and Hollow do that nice little one rounder that they did, you know, just a little, I ain't gonna lie, that verb is the Verb I wanted to see for three rounds from now on, straight up. But it all just depends. We really don't know if we're going to get the Verb that we want. Like, we all fear that we're going to get all these other different versions of Verb. Like, we just need Gold Caps Wave Verb to just get back in here and just start be really trying to war in for his respect. Hey, basically, long story short, I need Verb to smack A-Ward up. I need him to shake this culture up. Make us a believer again. Like you did in your Hollow one off. Do that with A-Verb for three rounds. Smoke this nigga and and give me a reason to get on my podcast to put you in a positive light, man. As a writer, A-Verb inspires me. On a writing tip, I fuck with pen-wise, I fuck with Verb heavy. But like I said, the battles he be putting out in face-offs and just him, just his whole vibe on Twitter, it's just like, I want to see him smoke some shit, period. That's all there is to it. I just want to see him smoke some shit. And who better to take out than A-Ward? That's a very impressive kill shot. If he could perform it. And much less on RBE. So with that being said, I got A-Ward. I can't say 2-1 or I can't. I got A-Ward taking the battle. I can't tell you what rounds because, like I said, it's really hard to get a read of what Verb could do. So far, the only thing predictable about Verb's, you know, we know how he's gonna address women. But that pretty much is, yeah, we know how he's going to address women. He did a little better versus KCJ, but still, same fuck shit. He did make some, like, when Chrome 23's, when the situations with the choking and stuff like that start happening, I did catch, I believe, a recording or a podcast of him speaking on female battle rapping. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't agree with everything homie was saying, but there was some stuff he was saying in there that was making some sense, that it was making sense, you know, but overall, yeah, man, I want to see what's up. Until I can fully see what's up, I gotta go with A-Ward taking the battle. And then there's more announcements to come. I see you, ARP. Prayers to ARP. Prayers to Lawrence and Shatas. Not prayers, blessings. Blessings, because I just want to say I appreciate y'all for taking the time to once again put Battle Rap Game in a chokehold. And I see, you know, Easy coming next with, you know, trying to put the Battle Rap Game in a chokehold. He said if he get 50,000 subscribers or followers, that he'll drop the first announcement. Hey, dude, you gotta do it. Hey, I hope he gets it. Definitely follow Easy so we can get them announcement drops. Cause I'm trying to recap. Definitely trying to recap this Max Out 3 event for RB, and I'm definitely trying to check out this Trenches 2 card. It's called Nostalgia, but it's like nasty. It's spelled nasty, and then the algae part. It's interesting, witty. We're going to see what's up with it, though. Definitely keep your eyes peeled. Definitely check out. Yes, keep RB and keep Easy in the algorithm rotation. Please keep them in the algorithm. If you're a Battle Rap fan, definitely keep RB and keep Easy the Block Captain Trenches in the algorithm. And until more announcements. And then I'll go ahead and give full predictions of the full card down the line somewhere. But for right now, I just definitely wanted to speak on these two announcements because it's definitely major. More one than the other. Like, Ill Will and Hitman is definitely major. Not just because of the matchup, but what it could lead into. Because if Ill Will, which I have strong feelings that he's going to smoke Hitman. It's going to draw A-Verb to come outside and be like, okay, it's time for the fair one. And with that being said, this is B&B. I'm signing out, respectfully.